This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis. A look at area high school sports across the board.
Let's go!
Why don't we give it a try?
Okay.
If it's being played, we're covering it here. Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Day-Day Damian Lewis.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X. Welcome into another week and dive into the world of high school sports. Especially here in the great state of Georgia. We will talk about it nationally if it makes sense, but we like to keep things right here in our very own backyard, and that's exactly what we'll do, especially at a time like now. High school hoops, the Georgia High School Association basketball state championship tournaments are underway. Round one action should be all complete tonight, maybe by now, some should be wrapping up by now, and we'll dive into what's been taking place throughout yesterday and today. We're going to tap in with my guy, Joel Hillsman, Hillsman Heavy. This is what we do with him each and every time this year, because, man, it's some just great stuff, and it's just really awesome. I, myself, have not had a chance to check out any of the action yet because really just got back in town late last night from Vegas. And then today, obviously, had to work earlier on the steakhouse and with the morning shift. And my son had his first baseball practice today. So a lot of stuff with, between work and the family. So I'll get out definitely. Second round should be Friday and Saturday action. So I'll be out and checking things out and whatnot. And there's really some great second round matchups already lined up, boys and girls side. So looking forward to having Joel on. Welcome into the show, my guy, holding me down on the other side of the glass, and that is Mr. Sonny. Sonny, how you doing? I know what you probably want to talk about, but unfortunately, we're not going to be able to because I didn't do my part. And that's, of course, the new Captain America, Brave New World. I have not done my part because, again, out of town, obviously, Valentine's was Friday, and, shout out to Emory University, I was actually PA announcing for the men's and women's basketball games. They took on NIU that night, Friday night, and my wife and I had already planned our New Year's date for Saturday anyway, because I actually, believe it or not, like 4 or 5 weeks out ahead of Valentine's, I booked and places that I wanted to go, the Fridays were actually already booked. And this is like a month or so out. So she was like, cool, we can do it on a Saturday because my son wanted to go to OTE, which he did. He saw Damar Hamlin there, said he got to dap up Damar Hamlin. So she handled like taking my friend and my son and his friends to OTE on Friday. While I did Emory, and then we had our actual Valentine's date Saturday, and literally we got in from our date Saturday night. My mother-in-law was in town to help watch the boys while we were gone. We got in from our date Saturday night, packed, and we were in bed like at 12 and back up by 2 because we had to be at the airport like by 3-something. So it was a really short night. Got on the plane, hit Vegas. Was out there for some business-related stuff. Shout out to a good friend of mine, Kareem Madison. And came back yesterday. Our flight got delayed, so we should have been back earlier last night. But unfortunately, didn't get back till after 11. So, you know how that went for me. I was in bed by like, it was after midnight. And back up 3 this morning to be here. To do what I do. So that's kind of what's been going on in my world. So I'm sorry, Sonny. I say all that to say, no, I have not seen the new Captain America.
All I'm going to say is I think you're going to enjoy it. When you do finally see it, I think you're going to enjoy it.
I think I am. And I haven't seen any types of spoilers or anything of that nature. But I have seen like several friends that are in the same vein as you and I as far as really we enjoy the Marvel movies despite what like the kind of casual moviegoers and casual Marvel fans have to say, we kind of enjoy all of it. So based on some of the things that they've said, I'm comfortable that me and the boys, we're going to actually go see it this weekend. I'm comfortable we're going to be happy with it. But I haven't tried to, like, look ahead into, like, what the post-creds, none of that. I haven't done any of that. And I honestly haven't seen any of it on my timelines either. I guess maybe a lot of people, again, it did come out Valentine's Day weekend, so maybe a lot of people did not get a chance to see it, or maybe people were just too busy that they're not talking about it, or maybe people just don't like it that much. I don't know. But, I'm looking forward to still going to see it. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, if you can, avoid any of the think pieces online. Those will ruin it for you.
Yeah, I don't get into those. The only ones, there's a couple of guys. I used to like new rock stars. I don't watch them as much. They get a little gimmicky. But Emergency Awesome, I do like the way he breaks stuff down. He's pretty solid. I rock with him. So I love his Easter egg breakdowns that he does and kind of his dive. So anyway, that's our little Marvel tirade there or whatever you want to call it. This is about high school sports, man, and that's what we want to talk about. So without further ado, man, let's go ahead and jump into this prep roundup. All righty. First off, man, want to say congratulations to all of the Georgia High School Association wrestling traditionals state champions from over the weekend. They actually, I think, kicked off Wednesday down in Macon and ran through Saturday. Was not able to get down that way this year, but kept up. Shout out to my guys, Georgia Grappler. They do a great job of covering the GHSA State Championship Wrestling Tournament. But congratulations. There were a lot of big feats. Probably one of the biggest ones, though. Camden County. How about it? Their 9th consecutive traditional state title as they grab the 6A state title. I mean, just unbelievable run that they are on. Of course, when the classifications changed up, a lot of people wondered if Buford would be able to, because it put them in the same classifications. A lot of people wondered if Buford would be able to take them down because Buford's been dominant over the years as well. But no. Camden County brings home their 9th straight title. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Social Circle, the only other team to repeat. In fact, it was their 3rd straight traditional title as they won the single A title. Love It Wrestling, they won the 2A. It's their 3rd in 4 years. A couple of individual accolades. Shouts out to junior Ty Murray of Central Carroll. Also his teammate Colson Hoffman, who won 138. But Ty won his 3rd straight title, 126 pounds in 4A. And he is very well now positioned to be one of the 4-time state title winners if he can, accomplish the feat one more time next year. And actually spoke with his mom over the weekend, so we're going to probably have Ty on the show. He's been on the show a couple of times, but we're going to try to have him on hopefully maybe next week. Another individual accomplishment, someone who was actually on the show about 2 weeks ago, and that is Woodstock's Tyler Herring. He would win the 5A 120-pound state title. And again, he's been on the show. I've followed him over the years. And last year, he came up just short as runner-up. And he immediately posted a picture of himself talking about the fact that he had every intention of getting back there and completing the task. And he was able to do so. So congratulations again to Tyler Herring of Woodstock, who had been on the show just a couple of weeks ago. So congratulations to him on that. And then also congratulations to Southwest DeKalb sophomore Amir Ferguson winning the 4A 285-pound weight class last year. He placed third, if I'm not mistaken, as a freshman. So to come back his sophomore year and bring it on home, congratulations, Amir Ferguson, Southwest DeKalb Panthers, winning that 285 4A weight class. And then last one on wrestling, we want to keep Jefferson wrestler, football player, and Dominique Haynes. He and his family in our prayers. He suffered, he suffered a neck injury during the state championship tournament last week. So he's had some surgery. I believe it's been a successful surgery. So we just want to keep him in our prayers and for a safe and full road to recovery. All right, real quick, Best Academies, Nicholas Dozier reaching 1,000 career points last week. Congratulations to him. South Atlanta boys basketball's Dor Dor, who got a chance to watch him a couple of weeks ago, and we'll talk about more about Best and South Atlanta team-wise when we get Joel on the line. But Dor Dor named the 2A Region 6 Player of the Year, and then Hebron Christian's Kara Butler, this girl's just a straight dog, but congratulations to her. She was the 2A Region 8 Player of the Year on the girls' side. Looking back, speaking of girls' hoops action, Thursday it was Galloway taking on Mount Perrin in their region semifinals. Galloway coming out on top in that one, 58-50, advancing to the region championship matchup, which they would. Well, we'll get into that in a second. But Taryn Thompson of Galloway finishing with 27 points. And here's head coach Keisha Brown on the defense that they played. I mean, they were lights out from defensively from almost the jump. And that's pretty much, what set the tone. But here is Coach Brown.
I mean, it's always important. Like, we always try to talk about starting games well, because a lot of times we don't start games well. We get down and we have to kind of like walk that mountain. And so they did a good job of just getting warmed up, I guess, but like staying within the floor of the game. Defense is my background, so if you can't play defense, you're not playing for me. But it's when you get those five people that are on the court and they're working in unison with each other, it just makes it pretty difficult. And obviously Jessica Fields is a big part of that. And just trying to minimize, you don't stop a kid like that. You just want to minimize like what she does, and you want to distract what she does. And I just thought we did a really good job of holding on to that.
All right. Things that jumped out to you the most that you want to clean up now as you get ready for the championship game?
It's just execution. Our kids, like, they're understanding new things. Like, we're getting into spaces where we have to play differently because the teams are going to be different. And so some of our sets have to be different. But it just comes down to the overall execution and then being patient. Like, understanding that pressure is going to be there. It's a part of the game. But how do we respond to the pressure and be effective in that way? So I think, we'll get better at it. This is a time of season where you don't try to wear down your kids. It's more of a mental game. And when you come out, you play the physical piece of it.
All right, again, that was Coach Keisha Brown, head coach Galloway, Lady Scots. Now, unfortunately, they would lose in the region championship game, but they bounced back in round one of the playoffs and picked up a huge win, 75-11 over Savannah Christian. So congratulations to Galloway Scots, Coach Brown. Her and the girls headed to round two of the playoffs. And then Saturday, Holy Innocence, I was checking them out. The Lady Bears, that is, and a big win for them over Carver to claim the region title. Quick catch up with Coach Nicole Dixon on keys to the success they've been having this season.
Maintain our enthusiasm, energy, and effort. Right. Three E's, baby.
Yeah, three E's. I like that. All right. And then as far as this season goes, what's kind of been the things that's impressed you throughout this stretch?
Oh, man, just growth. Mm-hmm. Our kids are committed to getting better and better. Same thing, I've got a fantastic coaching staff. Everybody shows up every single day just looking for ways to get better. So I've been really proud of the team for that.
All right, and that was Coach Nicole Dixon, head coach, Holy Innocence Golden Bears. They opened up the playoffs, another huge win, 96. They almost put up 100. 96-18 over Mount Pisgah Christian. They are on to the second round of the tournament. I believe they're going to take on Lovett on, I want to say, Thursday. So that is your prep roundup. That is your... your prep roundup and a look back at the week. Still to come here on the show. Next segment, we're going to dive into the girls' bracket and some of the matchups that are already set for the second round. And a couple of them that are very intriguing for me that I'm hoping I can, I mean, obviously I'm one person, can't check them all out, but hoping to check out one or two of them depending on how they all fall. Because not all of them will fall on Tuesday, or I should say on, Friday. So we'll see. And then, of course, later in the show, we'll have Joel Hillsman on. He's going to dive into things for us on the guy side. So looking forward to that conversation because it's always fun, always energetic, and he keeps it real. And that's what we're going to do. All right. It's all coming up right here. Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.